Susan Semenyu is a matchmaker. She owns Divine Intervention, which operates here in Alberta and BC and Ontario as well. And we've got her on the line. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Trina.
Nice to have you on.
Hi.
What do you hear from people who hire you about what online dating is like these days?
So I'm going to corroborate what you were saying about there is fatigue, there is burnout. Having said that, online is not going anywhere. And so it's an inherent part of our life. And you can meet someone anywhere. And what I liked about what Trina said is when she was online dating, the most important thing, in my opinion, is to be open-minded. And that could be opening up your geographic parameters if you're in a small town. I think it's important as well to say what it is that you're looking for. So people come to us, they're burnout, we curate and hand-select matches. And we've actually introduced people to each other who saw each other's profiles online and said no. And we're such a culture of dismissiveness and superficiality. Looking at the photos, I was smiling about the 6 feet height comment for men. Women tend to use that as a default. They need to know the average height of a man is only 5'9". So in my experience, when I work with a client, the most important thing for them to be is open-minded. And you have to meet someone in real life because at the end of the day, humans are all about the energy and how someone makes you feel when you're with them.
It's funny you mentioned that. Personal story here. 2009, I was online dating, and that's how I met my wife at the time, Susan. Guess what? She put a height parameter in. Fortunately, I'm over 6 feet tall, so it worked out. But if I hadn't been, we never may have met. So there you have it. When we talk, Susan, about the work that you do, are these typically people who have been online, haven't seen success, and then think, okay, well, let's see what a matchmaker can do for me? What's the backstory, typically speaking?
Well, Canadians are really online savvy. We're the most online savvy country, one of the most in the world. So most people have done online. So I encourage anything proactive. We actually have an online expert who works with us because it is a full-time job and it is a game and you have to know how to play it. Having said all of that, people are frustrated. They don't have the time. People often repeat the bad mistakes in terms of picking the same type of person who's not good for them over and over again because they may just default to the superficial component, which is the photo. So I always tell people we can't invent humans, but we're matching based on our intuition, on values, on common interests, you know, education, and profiling them on a variety of different ways. But online, we still use that as a resource as well to go out and scout people, whether it's through LinkedIn or Instagram. I mean, you could meet someone anywhere, online or in real life, and then the matchmaker profiles that person.
When you talk about the fact that you have actually suggested people who had previously declined each other online try and go for a date, how much of your job is about trying to convince people to look past some of those parameters that they'd set for themselves?
I'm going to say a large portion. I'm going to say 30 to 50% depending on the person. And what I say is you've hired us for a reason. We see potential. Sometimes we have to trick people. You know, we're very ageist as well in terms of what a 30-year-old is like or a 40, 50, 60. Over the age of 40, the number one thing that I hear is that I look 10 years younger. I'm like, okay, that's the starting point because everyone thinks that as we age, we just age differently than our parents. So sometimes I don't even show photos depending on the level that someone's at because a lot of people just have these inherent biases. They're looking for, you know, a George Clooney type who's making a lot of money and they're not looking for the right things. And in my experience too, photos are so important. A lot of men take shockingly poor photos. So women are gonna, it's like actually staggering. And these are some of our VIP clients. So sometimes, you know, presentation is so important. So we help to restyle and present because we're such, as I said, a judgmental, you know, you have one chance to make a good first impression. So put your best foot forward. So we really push our clients to trust us and to meet who we think is good for them.
You're saying VIP clients. So there are different tiers. I need to know what your services cost. What are we looking at?
So we have a huge range anywhere. So you can be in our roster, our passive roster, where we're not looking for you. There's a small administrative fee, but you're not a client. We have coaching packages that start at $3,000, and our search packages can go anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000 if it's an international search. So, and that's inexpensive compared to U.S. and European matchmakers.
Is that...
So I always talk about budget.
Is that right? Wow. That how good is your success rate? I mean, people are going to be hearing that sort of dollar figure. That's a lot of coin to lay down. How well do you do at this?
So a matchmaker, I'm very selective with whom we work with. So I will not take on someone on as a client unless I really think we can do a good job for them. I'm happy to refer them out to someone else or keep them in our roster. There might be different options at a lower price point for coaching or our database option. And we have a high success rate. You know, over 60% of our clients end up in a relationship. And I would say no one says that, oh my God, you introduced me to a terrible person. So there's a huge range of package options within that range. And the higher end is for someone who's an international search. Like some people do business or operate in Canada, the US, and Europe. So they're looking in those areas. So there's moderately priced options as well.
Wow. Okay. Susan, really interesting to get a glimpse into your line of work. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, Paul. And thanks, Trina. It was nice listening to you speak earlier.